KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Hoyt Lakes man was charged with second-degree intentional murder Wednesday in the killing of a 24-year-old Hibbing man. 30-year-old Daniel James Dale allegedly shot and killed Parker Charles Johnson early Sunday in the parking lot of Meadowview Apartments. According to the criminal complaint, Johnson was shot once in the face and twice in the back. The men were separately attending an after-party at the apartments after visiting a local bar. In a statement to police, Dale allegedly confessed to shooting Johnson. He said he'd shot him in self-defense after Johnson took a long gun out of his truck and pointed it at Dale. But law enforcement say autopsy and security footage evidence contradict Dale's version of events. He faces up to 40 years in prison. Dale's unconditional bail was set at $1 million Wednesday morning, and he was still in custody that afternoon. Two groups are taking Hermantown to court over a proposed data center. Larissa Donovan has been following the story.
The grassroots group Stop the Hermantown Data Center has joined forces with the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy, the state's largest nonprofit environmental law firm. J.T. Haynes is with the MCEA's Duluth office. He says the lawsuit filed Wednesday is pushing back against the city's Alternative Urban Area-Wide Review, or AUAR, for the proposed development.
This AUAR process that Hermantown and other cities have undertaken, it's not adequate environmental review. We are seeing a pattern of the usage of this AUAR very recently. There's been an unusual number of them this year, and they're all in relation to these data center proposals.
The court case attempts to appeal the Hermantown Council's area-wide review on the basis that the large-scale data center was not disclosed. The Hermantown City Council approved a zoning change for the project early in October, but an October 15th petition prompted the pause of any permits until the Hermantown Council decided its next steps.
There needs to be real environmental review here that complies with state law.
Joe Wickland, speaking on behalf of the Hermantown Council on this matter, confirmed receipt of the lawsuit.
We'll conduct the appropriate review and due diligence and follow the legal process.
Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
While a majority of Minnesota school districts had their referendums approved Tuesday, that was not the case in northern Minnesota. There were 10 no's and 9 yeses. Chelsea Perkins has more.
We're kind of skipping around here, jumping for joy, if I'm being honest.
That's Crosby Ironton Superintendent Rick Olley. The district saw its third attempt at an operating levy in as many years pass. A resounding 68.5% of more than 3,500 people who voted said yes. Without passage, the district would face another $1 million or more in cuts, on top of $1 million it's already made. Olley says the school board was also explicit with what it would use tax dollars for if voters supported the measure.
Our school is a pillar of this community, and we were in jeopardy of losing that. So I think the messaging was outstanding.
Olley also credits grassroots support groups across the district who helped motivate people to get to the polls. Sarah Nelson Katzenberger is a district parent and a member of Project Unite, a group of parents, teachers, and business owners in Crosby Ironton. She says it was important for this group to figure out who might be getting missed in the district's messaging. A social media campaign idea the group borrowed from Walker Hackensack Akeley took on a life of its own. WHA, by the way, also passed a levy on Tuesday.
There's probably close to 100 people that wrote basically why they voted yes. And it was teachers, healthcare providers, people with kids in the district, people who don't have kids in the district who just see the value of having a strong school in your community.
The Clearbrook-Gonvick School District was one of several that saw their referendums rejected. More than half of the voters there said no to a capital bond request for up to $35 million to upgrade the school. Superintendent Ryan Groh says the district still has options for some of the projects.
The last legislative session, legislators did allow roof projects to be levied as part of the long-term facility maintenance.
We'll be following along as school districts across our region decide how to move forward, whether they got a yes or a no. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.